ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shir by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Bechoris is dedicated Le'ilu Nishmas Reb Rafael Ben Reb Moshe.
Bechoris Taf Lamed Ches. Now we'll start the shir with the Gemara over here discussing a Zaitige Sugya of the Eidus of Chizki Avi Ikish Lifnei Yom Gamliel B'Yavne, who said in the name of Yom Gamliel Azokin, and this din of the Gemara Be'emes B'negea Tum Entire, a difference between Klicheres and Klishetef, and a new mechudishdige tumah of tumas mashkin de rabbonon, which we find by us in the sugya. But bemes there's nekudis, there's points in the sugya which we only find in shas only over here in bechiris lamet chesam ed aleph, which is bemes a very yisidistige nekuda in hilchas tumah v'tayir, and we'll be mentioning biktzora a few of these dinim benegeh and tumah entire. The gemara over here teaches us a aloch of the idus of chizkiya. That the aloche normally is that klicheres has a tumah only mitoichoi. The Gemara says that betoichoi toler achmona, a klicheres is only nitma, only becomes tomei, and is only metame through his avir, through his toich, but not gaboi, not through his gav. That means that klicheres, someone touches, a sheretz touches a klicheres migaboi, the klicheres does not become tomei, he has not got a way to be mekabel tumah migaboi, only mitoichoi. Mashenkin a klishetef, Rashi explains the kliates, so to other kelim, then nitmo also from the gav, from the back of the kli, if a sheretz or a tommy touches any chelik of the kli, even migaboy, the kli becomes tommy. By us in the sugya, we have a new sugya called of the Tumas Mashkim, which the Gemara explains is only midor abonon. Chazal were goizah on Tumas Mashkim because of the mayonis hazov v'azovo, that they are avatumah. Chazal said that any mashkim which is tommy, it's also going to be matame kelim, even though minatoyer, like we'll discuss soon, the din is a minatoyer mashkim have not got a possibility to be matame kelim, and only they can be matame other ichlenu mashkin. Memela says the Gemara that tumas mashkim, which is only the rabbonon, we gave a heker, and we said that this din has a difference between other tumas which are touching the kelim. Normally a tumas, as we said, can be metame migaboy, the whole kli becomes tomei, mashenkin tumas mashkim, they made a heker that if the mashkim touches the kli from the outer side, only the gava kli becomes tomei, and the toichoi does not become tomei. This is aloche, a mechudishtig idea of tumas mashkim, which applies by other kelim, and it's only nitmo gaboy, loy nitmo toichoi. Now on this, says the Eidus of Chizki Avi Ikish, that this din only applies to a kli which has a toich, Mashenkin, a kli which doesn't have any toich, it only gets used, but it's a flat surface, the Gemara says later on, it hasn't got din of pshutim, because it's chazil medras. This din does not have a chiluk in this kli between the gav and the toich, and even in the case of nitmo gaboy from Tumas Mashkim, he also becomes nitmo toich, the other side also becomes tomei, the side that you'd be mishtamish with the kli, also becomes tomei, and this whole difference, and the heker of Tumas Mashkim, that nitmo gaboy, loy nitmo toichoy, only applies to a kli, sheyesh loy toich, and this is what we learn now from Dumya de Klicheres, like the Gemara explained. So this is the Yisoy that din in our sugya, we have a new Tumas Mashkim de Rabbonon, and over the Rabbonon Ekeir, that this din is only on the gava kli, and nitmo gaboy, and loy nitmo toichoy. Rashi explains, later on, we find this Tiva Maschiv Leishavi Rabbonon, that this din of the Gemara of Tumas Mashkim de Rabbonon, only applies to klishetef, where klishetef normally will have a tumah of mayonis azov azovo. They do have some kind of tumas mashkin, which is a deraisa. Memela, we said midir abonon that tumas mashkin, any other mashkin which are tomei, are also metame the kli. But since it's only midir abonon kedei that it shouldn't come by mistake to be served with tumah bekachim, we made a heker that it's only nitmo gabo ilo nitmo toichei. Mashenkin a klicheres, which even a mace never has any tumor to be mekabel tumor migaboy, even a tommy mace and even a zoven azovo, the mayonois of the zoven azovo, which are going to touch the gava kli of a klicheres, also it has not got the possibility to be metame the klicheres, because that's what we said, the dinner is that klicheres can only become tommy mitoichoy. Memela, there's no need to go make any gzirius by a klicheres, and by a klicheres, even the tumas mashkin, the rabbonon does not apply, and there's no tumas mashkin, the rabbonon to be metame, the gav of a klicheres, and the whole sugya only applies by klishetef, and not by klicheres. This is Shitas Rashi by us in the sugya, and the chayyah, this is the pashtus, that the Pashtus is that the din of Tumas Mashkin is all Tumas Yonis Hazov, and Mamela Kli Cheres does not have a din of Tumas Mashkin to be Metame the Acheri Akli. But the Rambam in two places, the Rambam in Hilchos Ovis HaTumas in Perik Zayin Aloche Gimel, and so too in Kelim in Perik Aleph Aloche Yud Gimel, says the Rambam that this din of Tumas Mashkin the Rabbonon, that is Aloch of Nitmo Gaboy, the Kolponim, the backside of the Kli, the Achuriyayim, of do become Tomei, this din is not Dafka Aloch in a Kli Shetef, this din applies also to Kli Cheres, and the Kli Cheres also has a Moedige Chidush, that the Midrabonon, the Tumas Mashkin the Rabbonon, can go and be Metame the Kli Cheres Migaboy, even though normally it does not accept, it's not Mekabel any Tumma Migaboy, but it does have the din of Tumas Mashkin, Migaboy, the Alkoponim, the Gava Kli, the outer side of the Kli becomes Tomei, and Nitmo Gaboy, Loi Nitmo Toichoy, in a case where you have a Kli Cheres, just like we have the din by a Kli Shetef. This is the Shitta of the Rambam. The Ravid over the end of Chosovus HaTumas Peik Zayin, he argues on the Rambam, and he says, like Shittas Rashi, that L'chirya Misvara, how could this be, that the din the Rabbonon of a Tumas Mashkin, which is only the Rabbonon, like the Gemara says by us, should be more chomor than the Tumma Deraisa of Mayonis Hazov. We know that every Tumma Deraisa of a Sheretz, of a Tumma Mace, they have no koyach to go mi metame klicheres mi gaboy. So how could it be that Tumas Mashkin the Rabbonon should be able to be metame Mashkin mi gaboy? So the Rav is in Mamish Apella to say that the Tumas Mashkin the Rabbonon of klicheres should be more chomor than a Tomei Meis and a Tomei Sheretz. Mamila says Reivid that the din is only by Kli Shetef we have a Tumas Mashkin the Rabbonon and not by Kli Cheres. Now explains Reivid that Be'emes the Rambam's Makuri was coming gufa from our Gemara, because the Lashenus of our Gemara, the way we have the Girsa in our Sugya, is the Gemara says that Ma Kli Cheres Nitmo Toichoi Nitmo Gaboy, but Loi Nitmo Toichoi Loi Nitmo Gaboy. Af Kli Shetev, Nitmo Toichoi, Nitmo Gaboy, Loi Nitmo Toichoi, Loi Nitmo Gaboy. This is the lashon we have by us in the Gemara. Now, by MS, our gis in the Gemara Lachir is Shre, because by Kli Shetev, the Gemara doesn't tell us the Ika Halacha, that if it's Nitmo Gaboy, that the Gaboy Al Kaponi becomes Tomei. The Gemara just says the other way around, in the lashon Shlili, in the negative, the Gemara doesn't tell us in the positive. The Gemara just tells us that Kli Shetev, if it's Nitmo Toichoi, Nitmo Gaboy, Then the Gemara tells us by Kli Shetef, Loi Nitmo Toichoi, if it did not become Tomei through its Toich, then Loi Nitmo Gaboy. The Gemara, Be'emes, should have told us even more, that Kli Shetef, if it touches Tumas Mashkin from the outer side, Nitmo Gaboy, then the Gaboy Al Kaponim becomes Tomei. The Gemara just tells us in the negative, that Loi Nitmo Toichoi, Loi Nitmo Gaboy. The Maim Kedoshim already is more that the Lashon of the Gemara is very shver. And Be'emes, the Shittim Mekubetz says by us, since he's gotten Zayin, he actually changes the Giris in the Gemara, and he says you have to be Giris in the Gemara, Maklicheres, Nitmo Toichoi, Nitmo Gaboy, and Nitmo Gaboy, Loi Nitmo Toichoi, Af Kli Shetef, Nitmo Toichoi, Nitmo Gaboy, Nitmo Gaboy, Loi Nitmo Toichoi, and we're talking in the positive, that Kli Shetef also, if he becomes Tommy through his Toich, then the whole Kli becomes Tomei, the Toich of the Kli, and so too the Gaboy of the Kli. Mashainke Nitmo Gaboy, Loi Nitmo Toichoi, which is Mavura, very Gishmak clearly in the Gemara, that a Kli Shetef, if it's Nitmo Gaboy, then only the Gaboy becomes Tomei, and the Toich does not become Tomei. This is the Girsa, which the Shittim HaKabetzes of here has in our Gemara. Says Reivid, that the Rambam also had this Girsa in the Gemara, like the Shittim HaKabetzes. And Memela, the Rambam was medayik from the Lashon of the Gemara, that just like the Gemara talks in the positive and the Gemara explains, by a Kli Shetef, the Halacha is, that Nitmo Gaboy, Loi Nitmo Toichoi, but it's Mavua, that Al Koponim, the Gaboy becomes Tomei, because only Loi Nitmo Toichoi, but the Gaboy becomes Tomei. So too, by Kli Cheres, also says such a Lashon. The Lashon of the Gemara, according to the Shittim HaKabetzes, is Geser, is Nitmo Gaboy, Loi Nitmo Toichoi. It's also mashma that there's a stumma al koponim migaboy. The Gemara only says that loy nitmo toichoi, the toich of the Kli doesn't become Tomei, which will imply that al koponim, the gaboy, the outer side of the Kli becomes Tomei, even by a Kli Cheres. Mamela says arrived that this was a Makuri of the Rambam, according to this Gis in the Gemara, that this Moridige Chidush that the Tumas Mashkin the Rabbonon applies, even to Kli Cheres al koponim, a Kli Cheres sheish loy toich, the outer side of the kli becomes tomei, and this is a lashon of the Gemara, nitmogaboy lo nitmotoichoy, which is mashma the alkoponim, the gava kli becomes tomei. But says Reiver that he holds that the lashon of the Gemara is lavdafke. The Gemara uses such a lashon by kli cheres agav because we want to teach us this halacha by kli shetef, that the din is the alkoponim, the gav becomes tomei. Memele we use a lashon to teach us this halacha of nitmo gaboy. It says a lashon of loy nitmo toichoy to teach us the alkoponim, the outer side, is tomei. Memele agav the kli shetef, so too by klicheres we use such a lashon, even though by klicheres nothing becomes tomei, not even the outer side of the kli, because it's not possible that tumas mashkin de rabbanon should be more chomo than a tomei meitz and a tomei sheretz. Mamila, this is you say this sugya machlekes we have over here in the sugya between the Rambam and the Ravid and Rashi, whether the sugya of tumas mashkin applies also by klicheres or only by klishetef. Now, Ba'emus, we have to point out that there's a Mishnah earlier in Kalim, in Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah over there, the Perik is discussing the Dine Klicheres. And the Mishnah over there, the end of the Mishnah, tells us a klal. The Lashon of the Mishnah is, Zeh klal, Kol she'in loy toich b'klicheres, ein loy achirayim. Anything which doesn't have a toich b'klicheres, ein loy achirayim, which is very similar Lashon to the Gemara by us in the Eidus over here of Chizki Aviyekish. Explains over there the Rash on his Pirish in the Mishnayis, so to the Rosh over there, that Be'emes, the Kavono of that Mishnah of Zeh Klal in Perik Beis Mishnah Gimel, is Be'emes exact same halacha of our Sugya, and the Mishnah Be'emes is coming to teach us a halacha that the din of Tumas Mashkin the Rabbonon by Kli Shetef, it's Metame the Gav, the outer side of the Kli, and not the inner side of the Kli, and there's a difference in this halacha if the Kli has a Toich or it doesn't have a Toich. And this is implied, this is teaching the Mishnah telling us, Zeh HaKlal, Kol She'ein Lo Toich B'Klicheres, if it doesn't have a Toich, then Memele, Ein Lo Achirayim means that Ein Lo Achirayim L'Chaluko does not have any difference between the outer side and the inner side, because the Kli itself becomes Tomei, even the inside of the Kli, since it doesn't have a Toich. Mashein Kein, if it has a Toich, then there's a difference, because Nitmo Gabo, Ilo Nitmo Toichoy, like our Gemara tells us, that Ovid Ekeire, the Lo Yilisu if Truma V'Kodshim. This is how the Rash and the Rosh learn Pshat in the Mishnah. It comes out a very interesting Nekuda, that our whole Sugya, which would be Mefalpel, we're trying to explain the words of Chizki Aviyekish, is Be'emes a Mefurish Mishnah. And the Mishnah Lemelech, in Kalim, Perik Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel, he asks that it's very hard to understand if there's a Mefurish Mishnah in Kalim, which the explanation of the Mishnah is exactly the same, like we're going to be explaining the Braise over here. So why does the Gemara make a big fuss over here on the Lashon of a Braise of Chizki Aviyekish, and the Gemara's got all different Pshatim? The Gemara should be quoting a Mishnah, a Mefurish Mishnah in Kalim, which tells us the same Halacha, and on that the Gemara should explain this din, that Tumas Mashkin the Rabbonon, there's a Halacha, that Nitmo Gaboy, Loi Nitmo Toichoy, in the case where he has a Toich, and the case where he doesn't have a Toich, the din is Nitmo Gaboy, Loi Nitmo Toich, and the Nitmo Toichoy also, since it's Ein Loi Toich. L'chaira, if there's a first Mishnah, why are we discussing a Braisa? But says the Mishnah Melech even more than this. If we Be'emes look in the Perik over there, in Kalim, Perik Beis, as we said, the Perik over there is discussing Dinim, which apply to Klicheres. Mashain came this halacha of our Sugya, Rashi and Ravid explain, this halacha only applies to Klishetef. Mamela, even though we're using Klicheres for the dogma, and for the dimion and for the marshal of explaining the point that we need to have a kli sheyesh loy toich in order to have a difference between a gaboy and a toichoy, but this din only applies to a kli shetef. Mamela, we have to understand, if this is be'emes the kavon of the mission over there in Kalim, how does this come in to the peyrek over there which is discussing dine kli cheres? It should be mentioned in a peyrek which is discussing dine kli shetef. Mamela, says the Mishnah Melech, this Be'emes could be the Makuri of the Rambam, and says the Mishnah Melech, if we look in the Rambam in the Pirish Mishnayis, over there in Kalim Perik Beis Mishnah Gimel, then we would see that the Rambam understands the Mishnah is Be'emes teaching us a different halacha. The Mishnah over there, Be'emes, is teaching us a halacha of Klicheres and not of Klishetef, and the Ike Chiddush of the Mishnah is telling us that even a Klicheres also has the din of Tumas Mashkim Derabonon. And the Mishnah tells us that this din only applies to a klicheres sheyesh loy toich, but a klicheres which doesn't have a toich does not have the din of tumas mashkim derabonon. Even though there's a din of tumas mashkim that midrabonon nitmo gaboy Nitmo, the Gava Kli, Al-Koponim, the outer side of the Kli is Tomei. Al-Koponim is Din is only in a case where the Kli has a Toich. Mashenki in a Kliches, which doesn't have a Toich, does not become Tomei at all. And even from Tumas Mashkin the Rabbonon, does not have a Tumah. And this is the Lashon of the Mishnah. Zeh Klal, Kol She'in Le'Toich B'Klicheres, In Le'Acharayim. What does In Le'Acharayim mean? This means that it doesn't have the Tumah of Achirei Kli, which applies to Tumas Mashkin the Rabbonon. This din does not apply if the klicheres does not have a toich. Memeila says in Mishnah Melech that it comes out that Be'emes, the Mekoy of the Rambam, is not just like the Ravid explained from the Diuk Loshen of our Gemara. This is Be'emes, the Mefush and Mishnah and Kelim. This is the din which is applied to Tumas klicheres, telling us already the Moedig Echidush that even though normally a klicheres cannot be Mekabel Tumah at all from Migaboy, but the Rambam Shitta many times is that a Tumas Mashkim can be Mekabel Tumah even Migaboy, and this Makur is from the Mishnah in Kainim Peir Beis Mishnah Gimel. This is how the Rambam understands the Mishnah, not like the other Rishonim. And Mamela, this is the Loshon of the Rambam, and the Loshon of the Gemara, says the Mishnah Melech, is very Meduyik, like the Rambam. The Gemara says, Ma Klicheres, Nitmo Toichoi, Nitmo Gaboi, Loi Nitmo Toichoi, Loi Nitmo Gaboi. This is very Gishmak, that Nitmo Gaboi, Loi Nitmo Toichoi, is by referring to the Mishnah in Kelim, that we know already the Aloha of Klicheres, and other Rabbi, the Brais of Chizkei over here, is coming to teach us Dinim, which apply to Klishetef, and not to Klicheres. Mamela, this is, you say this thing, Machlekes, we have over here in the Rishonim, if the Sugi over here is only by Klishetef or also by Klicheres. Now, as we mentioned earlier, the din of Tumas Mashkim is only a Tumah Midrabonon, the Gemara by us explains, the reason is, says the Loshon of Gemara in the middle of the Omid, the Midraisa ain oichul metamekli, ve ain mashke metamekli. The din is that minatir, a oichul and a mashke, I'm not got the possibility of koyach to go me mitame the kelim, and it's only a tumah midrabbonon because of the mayonis of the zov and the zovo, therefore we'll go to tumas mashkin the rabbonon. Rashi tells us that the segemorim psochim daf yud chesem ed aleph, this halacha that midraisa, a oichul does not have a koyach to be mitame a kli. Now there's a very famous chakira for Rabbi Cholom Wasserman, in Kovit Shurim, in Psochim, or in Samech Zayin, so too in Kovit Zorus, he discusses this trailer in Simon Yutes, if got involved. What is the Yisoid HaDin of our Gemara that the Din telling us, the Gemara in Psochim Yutches, that min HaTorah, there's no Koyach for a Kli, for Oichel, to go mi Metame Akeli? Is it a Pshat that since Oichel and Mashke have never got the Dargas Tumah of Ava Tumah, Oichel and Mashke are always maximum a Rishon Netumah. Memela, the din is that something which is only a Rishon Netumah has not got a koyach to go and be metame a kli. A Rishon Netumah doesn't have this possibility. Memela, a kli can never be mekabel tumah from Oichel and Mashke because the Oichel and Mashke are only a Rishon and the darga tumah of a Rishon Netumah has a klishus that it doesn't have the possibility, the koyach and the chuzek to go and be metame a kli. Or do we say faket? The reason there's no chisorim be'etzem mitzad the rishon netuma, the oichel and mashke, even though the only a rishon, they would be able to give a koyach tuma over onto the keli. But the reason why the kli cannot become tomei from oichel and mashke is because in order for them to be mekabel tuma from the oichel and mashke, they'll become a sheni. Because automatically, that is always the halacha by Tumah, the Arishon who's metame something else, the second thing, the Nitmo, becomes, goes down a darga and becomes a Sheini le Tumah. Memela, the din is that a Kli can never be a Sheini le Tumah. Memela, that is the reason why the Kli cannot be Mekabel Tumah from Oichel and Mashke, because he, the Kli, can never become a Sheini. But Be'emes Lu Yitzria, if we find a case where the Oichel and Mashke will be able to give a Koyach Tumah of a Rishon, that it won't lose its darga of Tumah, and the Kli will remain a Rishon Tumah, it could be that it is a Koyach, and the Oichel and Mashke does have a Koyach to go mi metame a Keli, and the only reason why not is only because a Kli cannot become a Sheini. So these are the two tzadim in the Chakira. Do we say the reason is because the Oichel and Mashke is a Rishon, and a Rishon Tumah does not have a Koyach to mi metame a Keli? Or do we say the Chesorin is because a Kli cannot become a Sheini? Says Rebbe Chonon, al this and Machlikas, which we find in the Gemara at the beginning of Chulin in Beis Amed Beis, in the Rishonim over there, the Ramban brings down the Machlokes between him and Rabbeinu Chananel. And Rabbeinu Chananel tells us a big chiddush that the halacha by Tumas Meis We have a halacha and a klal of cherev kecholol mentioned in the Gemara also at Baba Kama based on its base. There's a klal of Yesedis Tigadin of cherev hareyu kecholol, which means that in Tumas Meis we do not lose a darga of Tumah, and an av ha-tumah, which touches something else. Also, the second thing becomes an av ha-tumah, al-kapani b'chiburin. There's halachas which apply to the klal of cherev kecholol, but there is cases in Tumas Meis that it does not go down a darga in Tumah. Memela says, Rabbi Chananel, this din also applies to a rishon in the Tumah. And a rishon in the Tumah also is going to be metama, something else, and it would remain a rishon in the Tumah and does not go down a darga and become only a sheni in the Tumah. Says Rabbi Chananel, this din of cherev kecholol applies to a rishon in the Tumah. Memela says, Rabbi Chananel, this din also is a halacha in kelim. If you have something which is only a rishon in the Tumah, he can be metame a kli, and the kli can now become also a rishon in the Tumah, says Rabbi Chananel, this is a chidush in Tumas Meis. Mashenkin Ramban, says Ramban, this is not true, because the din of a kli that he cannot be mekabel Tumah, like we find, he cannot be mekabel Tumah from a loichel and a mashke, is because a rishon in the Tumah does not have a koyach to be metame a keli. Memela, even if you're going to have a chatimtza of Tumas Meis, that the din is that the rishon in the Tumah makes the nitma, also the dag of a rishon in the Tumah, but this will never have a koyach to go be metame kelim, and memela the kli can never become a rishon in the Tumah from another rishon. Memela explains Rabbi Chanan that the chayyah, this is the yisoidus thing of machlekes between Rabbi Chananel and the Ramban. Rabbi Chananel holds that there's no problem inside the rishon that he doesn't have a koyach to be metame keli. The reason is that the oichel and the mashke normally cannot be metame akeli is because the kli is becoming a sheni l'tumah. And there's a din mitzah the kli that he cannot become a sheni. Mashenki by Tumas Meis, where he does not go down in a darga and he remains a rishon l'tumah, memela he can become tomei from a different rishon, and there's no din that a rishon l'tumah cannot be metame akeli. Mashenki the Ramban disagrees, because the Ramban holds that the din of a rishon of our Gemara of oichel and mashke cannot be metame akli. The reason is because this is a yesoid in the koyach of a rishon l'tumah, that a rishon l'tumah does not have a koyach to be metame akeli, and memela even in a chetimtza of Tumas Meis of cherev kecholol, where the rishon l'tumah will stay a rishon, does not become a sheni, has also not got a koyach to be metame akeli. This is the chakir of Rabbi Chanan over here, pshat in our Gemara, and he says this depends on the machlekes Rabbi Chananel and the Ramban in Chulin based on Midbeis. Now there's another very yisoidistige nekuda over here in the sugya, and it's brought out more in the Tosfos in the Ramaschel Arieu Kekliheres, that the yisoid hadin over here between, there's a difference between a Kliheres and Klishetef, that Klishetef normally is Mekabel Tumah Migaboy, Masha'enkein a Kliheres B'toichoy Toler Achmona, says our Gemara, that the Tumah is only a Tumas Toich. There's a very yesodistige Havona over here discussed by the Biskirov over here in the Stenzlach, in the Gede of the Tumas Toich of Klicheres, which is brought out also for what Tosfos discusses over here in the Maschel Arieu Klicheres. Tosfos brings down at the end the Gemara in Chulin, beginning of the Perek Ariva Reitev, Kuf Yitches Amed Aleph, and the Gemara over there is discussing the Halacha of Yodois Bekelim. The Halacha is that Kli itself, which is Tomei, can go and be Metame something else, Soich Lenu Mashkim. The din, if the Kli became Tomei, it's Metame, Migaboy. So too, if the Kli has a handle, and it's a Yad, which is stuck onto the Kli, the Koyach of the Kli also, if the Kli is Tomei, then this din of Yodois, we learn out of the Pasuk over there, from different Psukim, the Gemara tells us that Yodois have a Koyach to be Machnis Tumah, and also to be Moitzi Tumah. That means that if a Sheretz touches the handle of the Kli, even though the handle is not the guf hakli, it's not the actual chelik of the kli, he's only a handle of the kli, but since he's a yad, he has a koyach to be machnis tumah to the ikar kli, and so too if the kli is tomei, and something which is tori touches onto the handle of the kli, this also has a koyach to be moitzi the tumah, the yad is a moitzi the tumah, and it's going to be metame, anything touching him, which is tori. This is the din of yodois, which is neschadish over there in the Gemara, of yodois lahachnis ulohitzi tumah. Now the Gemara over there is mavur that this din applies also to klicheres. The same din of yodis which we find by other kelim also applies to a yad of a klicheres that has a koyach to be moitzi tumah and to be machnis tumah. Now asks Tosfos by us that l'chayr, how can this be? If we find in our sugya that a din of a klicheres can only become tomei through its toich, only if the sheretz is actually in the toich of the keli, then the klicheres becomes tomei. But if the sheretz and the dover tomei is touching the klicheres from the outer side, the klicheres does not become tomei. Then how do we have a possibility of the yad that it should be better than the gava kli? If the sheretz is going to be touching the handle of the keli, how can we have a chiddush over here teaching us the din that a yad of a klicheres has got din yodos lehachnis tumah, that it can be machnis tumah into the kli? L'chayra, it cannot be better than a gava kli. If the sheretz touches the outer side of the kli doesn't become tomei, even though he's touching the gufa kli, because the klicheres betoichoy talar achmona. So too in the yad, if he has a yad sticking out, it's also like the outer side of the kli. It's not the inside, it's not a toich. How do we have a possibility to the kli for the sheretz to be machnis tumer to the kli through the yad akeli l'chuyer l'odif migaboy? Mameda Tosis explains, so to Tosis Echulin Chavdalad Omid Beis, that even though we find this din by klicheres that also has a din of yodois, but this din is only benegea l'hoitzi tumer, in order to be metama something else in a case where the klicheres already became tomei through its toich, and we have a tomei digger klicheres, the din is that his gav could be metame something else, and so too the handle of the klicheres, which is already tome, can be metame something else. Lehoitzi tome, but lehachnis tome, and chenami, there's no aloha that a yad of a klicheres can be machnis tome, because leodif migaboy. So he says, even though it's mashma in the Gemara, that there is a din of yodos lehoitzi lehachnis, but this is not the maskona, and the maskona of the Gemara, the din is that a klicheres, a yad of a klicheres, is be'emes only got koyach to be moitzi tuma and not to be machnis tuma. So this is the yisoid of Tosfos of Yodos of Klicheres, which is the yisoid of Seyakasha, which Tosfos over here discusses. So to all the Rishonim at the beginning of Over Reitav in Chulin Kuf Yud Ches, he discusses Shaila, that how could it be a din of Klicheres of a yad should be better off than the gav on the outer side of the keli? How could it be that the yad should have a koyach? And be'emes Tosfos says that this din is only legea lehuitzi tumer and not benegea lehachnis tumer. But the Ramban, in the beginning of over there in Chulin Kuf Yud Ches Med Aleph, he brings down from Tosfos that Tosfos says Ramban holds that even by klicheres we can have a tumer of a yad to be machnis tumer into the keli, and explains Tosfos that even though normally a klicheres is not mekabel tumer migaboy, but a yad is a gzeis hakosuv. We find psukim over there in Chulin, and this teaches us that a yad is a gzeis hakosuv, that a yad has a koyach to be machnis tumer into the kli. Says Ramban, einui mechuva. This is not a kishmak of teretz to say that it's a gzeis hakosuv of a yad that he's better off than a gav. L'chayy, this is very shver. And Ramban says other tirutzim discussed over there in the Rishonim in the beginning of Over Reitav. Now explains over here the Biskiriov in the Stenzlach, a very yesedastiger chakira in the pshat, in the ikah avona of a toich, tumas toich b'klicheres, and says the Biskiriov, with this we can understand the shaklevetaria, the discussion in the Rishonim b'negei yodos, if it is possible to say that the yad of a klicheres should be better off because of gzeis hakosuv than the gav of a kli. And explains the Biskiriov like this, that b'emes we know the way a klicheres in mekabel tumah is through his toich, through the ave, he doesn't even have to touch anything on the etzem inside of the kli. If the sheretz is hanging inside the kli, is totally in the ave akeli, then the klicheres becomes tomei me aviru. This is the din of betoichei toler achmona. But says the Biskiriov that sometimes we do find that even though the kli, the sheretz, is not actually metame the kli me aviru, for whatever reason he's not totally inside, if it's got other tumas, which is the halacha of Ivorim, Nidoinu Ivorim, that has to be totally inside the kli in order to be metame the kli. But sometimes the tomei, the dovo hatomei, is not inside the avia kli. He's only touching the inner side of the kli, but he's not able to be metame mitzad halacha of ave klicheres. Says the Biskiriov, that's before in the Rambam many times, that the din of a klicheres as mekabel tumah migaboy does not just mean from the ave of the kli. It's also a tumah if he touches the inner side of the kli. Is also he has a tumah of toichui. The din of toichui of a klicheres is bein me aviroi, and also through a maga if he actually touches the inner side of the keli. Says the Biskiriov, one has to know, what is the soida din of tumas toich of a klicheres? Do we say that be'emes a klicheres has also a tumas maga, Just like all the kelim become tomei through any touching of a dovah tomei, a mace or a sheretz which touches the keli, the kli becomes tomei. So to a kli cheres, he becomes tomei also through maga. Like we said, that the maga in the inner side of the keli is also metame the kli. But what? He has one difference between the kli cheres and other kelim. Other kelim, there's no difference where the maga takes place. On the inner side or the outer side, any place, he becomes tomei. Masha'inkin, a klicheres has a mute. There's a din that a klicheres, a maga on the outer side, is not metame the keli. Memelo, we need to have either a maga inside or a tumas toich of the avi a klicheres. All says a biscuit of no. It could be that be'emes, a klicheres, is totally mufka from the Kabbalah's tumor through the din of maga tumor. A klicheres doesn't have this concept at all. He doesn't become tomei through maga. The way the klicheres becomes tomei is through avi, through toichoi, like the lashon of the Gemara by us. But toichoi toler achmona, it's only through the avi of the klicheres. Now, even though we said that there's a possibility for him to become tomei through the maga in the inner side of the kli, besides the biskirov, one can understand that this is not a poshita halacha of a tumas maga of the tumor because it's touching the inner side of the kli. This is also a way of him being in the Avi Akli. Either the Dova Atome is totally submerged inside the Avi Akli, and in Echatimtza, in a case where he's not totally inside, so he's not Metame Ba'avi, but because he's touching the inner side of the Kli, we can also look that the Tumah is inside the Kli. But he's not Metame the Kli through a Maga, he's also be Metame also through the new Mechudishtiger way of Tumah, which Klicheres has, that he has a Tumas Toich. Now he has his Tumas Toich either by being in Avi or by touching the inner side of the Kli. But this is also called a Tumas Toich of a Klicheres. Memeila, according to this Sad, Be'emes, a Klicheres doesn't have at all a Tumas Maga. He's Mufka. He doesn't have a Tumas Maga like other Kelim have. Other Kelim have a Tumas Maga, but Klicheres Bechlal doesn't have a Tumas Maga. So the reason why, if something touches on the outer side of the klicheres, does not become tomei, it's not a mute that he doesn't have a maga migaboy. Because bichlal he doesn't have a tumas maga, the only way he can become tomei is only through a tumas toich. And this toich has to be in the avi ha-toich, either the avi, or through the negias ha-toich, but it's also a tumas toich, but he doesn't have a tumas maga. So this is the chakir of the biskirov. What is the pshat of a klicheres? Is the pshat a klicheres has tumas maga, but he doesn't have a tumas maga migaboy? There's a miut that he doesn't have a maga migaboy, but he also has a maga like all the other kelim. And besides that, he has another tumor called tumas toich. Or do we say no? He only has one tumor called tumas toich. He doesn't have tumas maga at all. And even the maga mitoicho is also being learnt mitzad the din of tumas toich. Says the Bitzkirov, with this we can understand very well the machlekes. The Ramban has with Toitzvus. The Ramban quotes the Toitzvus telling us that even though we have a din, that a klicheres cannot have a tumor migaboy, but when he has a yad, we have a gzeris hakosuv, that something touching the yad could be machnis tumor to the kli. But the Ramban says on that, he doesn't like this din, that a yad should be better off through a gzeris hakosuv. Explains to Biskirov, this could be the machlekes. Toisvus holds that a klicheres also has a tumas maga. Like we find, he can have a maga from the inside, but he has a miut. There's a miut in klicheres that a maga on the outside is not metame the keli. Memele says Tosfos, if we find exists a kosov teaching us that yad is better off than a gava kli, he does have a tumas maga because he's a handle of the keli. Memele, we can say that this is exists a kosov that the yad should be able to be machnis tumah to the keli. Mashenkin and Ramban disagrees because the Ramban holds that the tumas klicheres does not have at all a tumas maga. This doesn't have bichlal the whole parasha of tumas maga. His tumah is only a tumas toich. Memela, tumas toich only applies in the inner side of the keli. There's no possibility to go and say that the klicheres should go and be mekabel tumah through the yad, because the yad, at the end of the day, even with the gzeis hakosuv, he is only a tumas maga. There's no way to say that he should become a tumas toich. Memela, the Ramban says, einu mechuvah to say that we have a gzeis hakosuv, the yad should be better off, because the chayyur, he doesn't have at all a tumas maga, he only has a tumas toich, and memela, a yad can never be able to be machnis tumah into the keli. And this is like Tosfos holds by us, that the din of yodris in klicheres is be'emes only to be moitzi tumah, and not to be machnis tumah. Memela, we have a very yesugdi sugya machlekes, which is be'emes in the ikah havona in our sugya, in a klicheres that is different than any other keli, because betoichay toler achmona is the pshat that he only has tumas toich, or do we say that he has tumas maga, but he's smayit, there's a meal that he doesn't have a din of maga mi bachutz. This is a chakir which the Biskirov says could be tolu on the machlokes Tosfos and the Ramban in chulin kuf yud ches amud aleph. Now, just one final point in this sugi of tumah and tahira, Rashi says that the Gemara who tells us that in medras likliheres. There's a shver Rashi by us, the Bamaschil in Medrash, Rashi says, the reason why a klicheres does not have tumas medrash is because it's not possible to sit down on a klicheres, because if he sits down on it, yodom yeshev elav yishover, he's going to break the kli, memele doesn't have any tumah of tumas medrash. Rashi also says this reason in Erevin, in Kuvdan, the Dom of the Base, and in Bekvege over here in Gidon Hashas, by us, and so to in Erevin, he points out, he asks, he blies by Tzor Chiyun, that lechere, this is negde gemoy in Shabbos, pedal Dom of Aleph. The Gemara in Shabbos Pei Dalet says clearly that the reason why Klicheres does not have Tumas Medrash is not Mitzvorer, because the Kli is going to break and Mamela is not Shaykh the Mitzias. But the Gemara tells us that there's a halacha of a Mishkav HaZav, which is the din of Medrosis, says the Gemara, Makish Mishkov Eloi, there's a hekesh between the Mishkav HaZav and the Zav himself, Ma Zav Atzmo Yesh Leitayir B'Mikveh, Af Mishkovoi Yesh Leitayir B'Mikveh. We need to have something which has the efshoris, the possibility of having a tayir b'mikveh, mashenken a klicheres, which doesn't have a tayir b'mikveh, only with shvira, he cannot become tummy with tumas medrash. Mamed asks a bekvega, why does he need svoris from his own, teaching us this din, that a medrash doesn't have a klicheres? L'churia z'mfusha posuk, the Gemara teaches us in Shabbos, peidal amud beis, that is a peidal amud aleph, that is a aloche, makish mishkov eloi. So too the Siddur Tayyir, he mutches very shtak on Rashi and Yeridea, so in Kuf Mem Ches, you've got him Yud Gimel, that Lechir Rashi is Tamua, that Rashi has to give a new reason mi'atzmoi, neged the Gemara in Shabbos. The Yad David, he asks even more, that Rashi and Erevin himself brings down the Gemara over there in Shabbos, and Rashi Afal Pikein still finds it necessary to add on a new svarer that there's no medjus bikliheres, because if he sits down, the kli will break, lechir, even without the svarer, even if it won't break, there's a new din that a klicheres, a medjus, needs to have a tumah, mitoicha needs to have a, such a kind of keli, which is yesh leitayir b'mikveh. And the Adovid brings down Arichis from the Sefer Beis David, that maybe we can be mechalik between a kli sheyesh loitoich and a kli sheein loitoich, and this is how he explains Geboit built an our sugya to be miyashiv our Rashi. But this Akoponim, it's worth pointing out a shver Rashi by us, who adds on a new reason why in medus bikliheres lachiris neged the Gemara in Shabbos pedalad amadalef, that is a miut from the Gemara that there's no din of medus even in the kliheres which would not break. This has alocha because ein loitayir b'mikveh. Now moving further on to the next sugya, and the Mishnah brings down dinim of mumin by the eye of the behemah, and the Gemara Nomid Beis tells us there's halachas, there's differences between lovon and shocher, meshuk areze mum, tzof einu mum, and the dak lovon, meshuk einu mum, tzof areze mum, and the Gemara ends off by saying v'simonoch baruke. Baruke is the simon to teach us these set of dinim, that when it's a lovon and tzof, then it's a mum, so too this is a simon that we should always know by a doik shebaayin, that when it's white one and it's soft, then it's a mum. So you see in our Gemara, the Gemara tells us with Simon of Baruch that this mum is called a mum kavua, and this is a mum when it's soft, then it becomes a mum. Now Tosfos over here in the Vamaschev with Simon of Baruch is where you see the Siganidin, which is mentioned already earlier in Lamed Aleph Domed Aleph. Or you say this Tigashaila in the Gede of a Kvius of working out what is called a Mum Kavua and what is called a Mum Over. And this is the, you say this Tigatoisvis, that Toisvis has a Shaila, why is the Mum of Barker considered a Mum Kavua? L'chir, we have Raias in other places in Shas, that it's possible to go and be Merapa, to make a refuah, and to go and be merapa this mum of baraka, memeila lechira, should be called a mum oiva, since it's possible that this mum should go away, al yedei refuah. And Tosfos HaChatchila discusses that we have to say that these refuahs which we find is all before the kvias, before the mum already settled in, set into the behema, but once it's already kavua in the behema, then behemis has no possibility to be merapa this mum, and therefore it has a locha of a mum kavua. This is like the first Mahalach of Tosfos by us, which Tosfos mentions also earlier on in Lamed Aleph Domed Aleph. But then comes Tosfos and says, And says Tosfos in the second Mahalach by us, that it could be Be'emes, this mum has a refuah, and it is possible to go and be Merapa, this mum, through the Derech Refuahs, which is mentioned over there in the Gemara in Shabbos Ayin Chesamed Aleph. But says Tosfos, that since this mum does not go away automatically by itself, it's not Misrapi Me'ilov, only Ali Dei Refuah, then one can say this is also enough to consider the mum a mum kavua, because as it is, without doing any other refuah to him, he's going to be kavua in the behima, and does not have a locha of a mum either, because he is kavua, he's not going to go away by himself. Mameila, even though it's possible actually to be merapa the mum, that the mum should go away ali dei refuah, this is not enough to go and say that the mum is only a mum over, and this has a halacha of a mum kavua. A moidi yechidush in Tosfos over here by us in the second mahalach. Tosfos earlier on in Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, the Vamaschil Ilema, the end of the Tosfos, also discusses this shaila, and over there Tosfos comes out like the first mahalach in Tosfos by us, that if there's any way of getting rid of the mum, then this will go into the klal of being a mum over. And Tosfos by us, in the second Ma'alach, is Mechadosh, Amoidi Yechidosh, that even though it's possible to go and be Merapa the mum, this is still Godin of a mum Kavua. We could be Mitzayin to Tosfos, in Piskei HaTosfos, over here by us, in Oish Peivov, he says this din of Tosfos, in the second Ma'alach La'alocha, that Tosfos comes out, that even a mum, which is Shayich HaLidei Refuah, does not ruin the geder of a mum kavua. He is still called a mum kavua because he's only over alidei refuah and not over me'ilov. And Miritel Gazi discusses earlier in Ois Nun Beis, in Ois Katan Gimel, that even though Tosfos earlier lechira in Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph is mashma that Tosfos takes on not like this, but al kaponim the Piskei HaTosfos takes out from our Tosfos la'alocha this din that a mum kavua does not mean that he's going to stay loylon void if it does not go away by itself. Then this is also called a mum kavua, even though it's over alidei refuah. So this is the shayla in our Tosfos. And Be'emes Biskirov, earlier in Lamed Aleph and Aleph is Medayik, in the Loshon of the Rambam has an interesting Loshon. In Bias Mikdosh, Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, says the Rambam, Kol hamumim kulom, bein kvuim, bein oivrim, hareize posul ad sheyavur. All the mumim, if they're kavua or they're mum over, they're all posul until they go away. Says Biskirov that the Loshon Adshi Avirus be Mashma in the Rambam, that this is referring to a Mum Kavua also. The Rambam starts off that there's Mum Kavua and a Mum Oiva, and they're all possible Adshi Avirus, which will be Mashma in the Rambam, that Be'emes, even a Mum Kavua has a possibility of going away, like Tosfos says, Ali De Refuah, and Afa Bikain, even so, it still has a halacha of a Mum Kavua, like the second Mahalach by us in Tosfos, Ledina, that this din of a Mum Kavua could be, even if it goes away, Ali De Refuah. Another interesting riaya, the Mishnah Avraham in the Sefer over here, brings from the Chasam Sofer in his Tshuva, in Eben Ezer, Chilik Beisim and Tzadik Gimel, that the Chasam Sofer is Medayik in the Rambam, Benegea the Mumin, by Koyen, the Mumin of the Etzba, that if he's missing some parts of his finger, says the Chasam Sofer that the Rambam holds that only if he's missing a bit of his finger, Chatzi Perik, then it's a Mum. But if he's missing the whole Perik, the whole chelik of the finger is missing, then it's not a mum, since it's not mechua kolkach, it doesn't look so bad, mameila it's not a mum. Mameila, the Rambam holds that only if he's missing a chelik of the etzba, then it's a mum. Mameila, l'chiria, according to the Chatzim Sefer's halacha, l'chiria one has to ask, that if there's a mum, because he's missing a chelik of his finger, but if he'll take away the whole perik, the whole thing will be missing, then the mum will go away, then l'chiria, why is it called a mum? L'chayyah, there's a possibility for him to go and take away the extra chelik, the other chatzi perik of the finger which is there, and memela now it becomes that the whole thing is missing. Once the whole finger is missing, then it's not a mum, according to the Chatzim Sefer. Memela, l'chayyah, how can we call this person a mum kavua if it's possible to go and rectify the problem by taking away a bit more of the finger? L'chayyah, this is also a raya, like we said from the Biskirov, that even if it's a mum, it's possible to go away, this is also got a din of a mum kavua. This is less of the chidush, because over here, he has to go actually take away a bit of his finger. But Al-Kaponim in Tosfos says a din, that even if it's Shayich Halidei Refuah, this is also called a Mum Kavua. So now we have to analyze, we'll come out a few very interesting halachas, according to this Yisoid which we have in Tosfos, like the Piskei Tosfos Paskins, the halacha like this, and also we said, from the Biskirov Pshat and the Rambam, that it's possible to have a Mum Kavua in a Behema, will be able to be poida this behemah, that the behemah should go al chulin. And afa piken, even so, we'll be able to have that later on the behemah should go, the mum should go away, and now the behemah should be called the shalim. Says the Marit Elgazi in Oysenon Gimel, that lechera, the din will be that if he's already poida the behemah, he has a korban which needs pidyon like all other kodshim, that when they get a mum, the halacha is that you poida the kedusha onto mois and onto the money, and now the behemah is yitzel chulin. Besides, it's a giz of avoida, but he has a din of a behemah's chulin. Says the Marit Elgazi that if this behemah has this mum of a barker, and which has a refuah, but he hasn't yet been merapah the mum, and the Mela Tosfos holds that this mum has a din of a mum kavua that he's allowed to go and be poida the kedusha onto money. Says the Marit Elgazi, then the chayra, the din is going to be that even later on, that the behemah is going to have a refuah, and now the behemah is a tam, he's a sholim, he doesn't have any mum, but he's not going to be able to get back his kedusha, which already went off, onto the money. Because since he's already done a pidyon, and he's been mechallel the kedusha because the behemah had a mum, maybe the behemah is going to stay a behemah as chulin. Masha'in Kain, if he hasn't actually been poisoned the behemah yet, then enechanami, b'shas, when he had the mum, he had the possibility, he had the efshorus to go and be poida the behemah. The behemah had the din of kedushas domim. He lost his din of kedushas haguf, which doesn't have any pidyon. But afal pikein, with the mum, when the mum went away, because he did a refuah, and he hadn't yet actually been poida the behemah, then the behemah comes back into kedushas haguf, and it is actually possible to be makriv the behemah al gabi amizbeach. And says the Marit Elgazi, you shouldn't say that a behemah has a psul of dochui, which we know in Shas, that if a behemah was roi lemizbeach, and then there was a time when he became posul, then even later on when he became back kosher again, he has a psul of dochui, because this doesn't apply to the din of mumin, like the Gemara says in Zvochim Ein Zayin Omet Beis, the Gemara Nyume Samech Daled Omet Aleph, the Gemara teaches us from a posul of Ova Mumam Niratsu, that every mum over is like that. That b'shas the mum, he's posulim is beach, and when the mum goes away, he becomes kosher, because in the parsha of mumin, there's no din of dochri, the din of mum does not create a dochri, and the Mela says the Marit Elgazi, so too if you have a mum kavua which goes away, if he hasn't yet done a pidyon, then the din is that the behemah is going to be now kosher la'akrova, even though the behemah, there was a time when he wasn't ro la'akrova, because he had a mum, which was actually a mum kavua. Now, says Marit Elgazi, extra chidush, that by normal kodshim which need pidyon, will depend if he does a pidyon or didn't do. If he was already paid to the behemah stays a behemah as chulin, but if he wasn't paid to the behemah, then behemah comes back kosher la'akrov. Says Marit Elgazi, the din is, by bechur, which we know the din is that the second the behemah gets a mum, then the kedusha goes off automatically, he doesn't even need a pidyon. Over here, since he actually didn't do a ma'isa pidyon, and he wasn't poida the kedusha of the bechor onto money, memela by bechor, if he's going to do a refuah, and he's going to go and get rid of this mum of a barker, and he's going to get rid of it and become a behemah, which is also a sholim, and he's not a balmum anymore, then be'emes, by bechor also, he's going to become back a kedushas bechor, and he's going to be kosher la'akrov. Because in order to go and say that the behemah should stay a behemah's chulin, this is only by other kodshim, which are going to be poida the actual kedusha onto the mois. Mashenkin the bechor, which doesn't have a mais opinion, then we look at the bechor always, ke'ilu, there's no mais opinion being done, and memela, since there's no pidyon, the kedusha automatically is going to come back once the mum goes away, even though there was a mum, which was a mum kavua. This is the chidush of Marit Elgazi. Says the Michas Chinuch also brings down this chidush of the Marit Elgazi in Mitzvah Yud Ches Ois Yud Aleph, that Abachur has got a din like Kodshim Lifnei Pidyon, and Mamela, if the mum goes away, then the Abachur is going to become back Kosher La'akrehoven. The Chazon Ish, in Simon Chofes, you've gotten your test, he argues on Marit Elgazi, and he says, since Abachur has a locha of Psulei HaMikdoshim La'acha Pidyon, Abachur doesn't need a Pidyon. Mamela, we should look at the Abachur as if the Pidyon was already done. And just like the Marit Elgazi agrees that in a case where we already did the Maisa Pidyon, we don't say that the Kedusha comes back, so too by Bechor, he doesn't need a Pidyon, Mamela, we should say that the Kedusha does not come back, and Mamela, the Behemah, stays always a Behemah's Chulin, and only by Kodshim Lifnei Pidyon, then we say that the Kedusha should be able to come back. Now this is a Yisodis Tikkun Machlokes we have over here, how to understand the Gedda of the Kedusha of a Bechor, Lifnei Pidyon. Do we say that since he didn't have a mice opinion, Mamela he had a halacha like Psuna Mikdoshim before the opinion? Or do we say since he doesn't need opinion, Mamela he's already looked automatically like the Psuna Mikdoshim La'acha Shenivdu? The Marital Gazi himself earlier discusses this trailer in Perik Hey, in Ois Membe, so it's Cotton Aleph, and he brings a raya from the Mishnah earlier in Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, that we find this dinim that a b'chur cannot be sold be'itlis, and the other halachas, which Tosfos over there is mashma, that these are the raisa diga halachas, says Marital Gazi, this will be mashma, that be'emes the darga of Kedusha, that the b'chur has, even though he doesn't need a pidyon, but he actually has a higher darga of Kedusha than a normal Kodesh, a normal Korban, acha pidyon. Memela, this Marital Gazi Lishitosi holds also that the Kedusha comes back, even though there was a time when he had a mum, which was a mum kavua. Another raya, Rebel Soloveitchik, earlier in Daf Lamed Aleph, Domed Aleph, he brings a raya from Tosfos in Baba Kamen, Num Gimel Amud Beis, a famous Tosfos that Tosfos says in the halacha of Shor Re'eyu Velo Shor Shel Hekdesh. There's a halacha that a shor shel hekdesh who's mazik has a din that he's not chayev like a shor re'ehu. Says Rabbi Yudoi Goin, brought down over there in Tosfos, that this din is only to a shor re'ehu v'lo shor shel hekdesh. He only has a halacha of a shor shel hekdesh before the pidyon. But once he's already been nivdeh, once he's already been poydeh because he has a mum, then even though there are some dinim left on that he has a isav giza v'avoydeh, but al kaponim he doesn't have a halacha of a shor shel hekdesh. And Tosfos over there says clearly that a b'chur, since he doesn't have a pidyon, Mamele, he always has a halacha of a shor shel hekdesh because he hasn't yet done a ma'aseh pidyon to take away the kedusha. Even though we said that a b'chur doesn't need a pidyon, it's mavur l'chur in Tosfos, that Tosfos holds also like the svar of Marital Gazi, that a b'chur, which doesn't have a pidyon, has a more of a kedusha, and Mamele, this has a halacha of a shor shel hekdesh, even though a behemah of acha pidyon, by normal kodshim, has a locha of shor re'ehu. Rebel also ribo other ayahs from the Rash and arrived in Teres Kranim in Emor Pirik Zayin Alocha Yud, that this is a locha even by Bechur, and in Benegea our din also, this will be the din that will be chuyza l'kdushosa, Yomaridig Echidush, will have a Bechur, which actually had a mum, and there was a tkufa when this man, when he has this mum of a barke, he has a mum kavua, and afa became even so, when the mum goes away, then he's chayza l'kedusha, so he gets back his kedusha, and now he can be makiv the b'chay al gabi ha-mizbeach, even though before he didn't need a pidyon, and he could have sold him, like a behemas, similar to a behemas chulin, he doesn't have a dag of kedusha, but that kedusha comes back. This is a chiddush over here on Marital Gazi, by us in the sugya. Now very interesting, nukuda, the Minchas Chinuch points out that according to this Marital Gazi, we can answer a very shver Rambam that the Rambam brings down in Nechus Bechoyres in Perik Beis Halacha Gimel by Bechoy. The Rambam discusses a Bechoy. What is the din if a Bechoy is a Mukta or a Nevad? These mean dinim which a Mukta, you are Makta, the Bechoy, La Avidazora. Can you be Makiv this Bechoy or not? And the Rambam paskins that a Bechoy which is a Mukta, La Avidazora, is not Koriv Al Gabi Amizbeach, even though he doesn't have a Mum. Says the Rambam, but you're not allowed to be makiv this b'chori because he has a din of a behemah which is possible in his beach since he's a mukta. Now everyone asks on the Rambam, Marital Gazi himself in Perik Vav is non ches. They ask that this is negative Gemara. The Gemara says in Zvachim Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph that it's not possible to go and make a behemah which is ready kodesh. There's no possibility to go and make him a mukta l'avodah zara, because in order to make him a mukta, then there has to be a chalois of avodah zara, and this is included in the klal of ein adam oisa davar she'ini shaloi, a behemah which is kodesh is not your behemah, to go and be mechal a chalois din of avodah zara on him, and memela, there's no efshorus, it's not chayich to go and take a behemah's kodshim and make him a mukta l'avodah zara. Memela asks everyone on the Rambam, a b'chur everyone knows, a b'chur is kodesh mirechem. A b'chur, the second it comes out, he's automatically kodesh b'chur. So when is it ever shayich to go and have a b'chur which is a mukta? L'chur, there's never a zman, there's never a time when the b'chur was not kodesh b'kedush as b'chur, that it should be able to be chal, a chalosh mukta, that there shouldn't be a problem of So there are others who explain that the Rambam does not mean that the mukta was on the behemah himself, was actually on the mother, Bashas, when the mother was Mu'abaris, and this din of Mukta of the mother works that the Vlad also inside is also going to be Chal, Chalois Mukta, even though the Vlad was not actually Yer B'chur, actually Yetzei Lavi O'ilom, and this is what the Rambam means. Even though the Rambam is very sosum, the Rambam is mashma, that we can have a case where the Bechor himself is a Muktzah, and Lechor there's no such case because there's never a Zman, there's never a time when the Bechor doesn't have any Kedushas Bechor. But since in Minchas Chinuch, that according to this Yesod of Maritel Gazi, we have a very Geshmake Yechatimtzah. We have a case now of a Muktzah where this Bechor was a Bechor who had this Mum of a Baruka, and Mamela during this Zman, when the Bechor was a Balmum, he doesn't have a din of a kochim anymore. He has now a din of mom in Bailim. There's no problem of Ein Ono Meisa Dova Sheini Shaloi. And Mamela, during this time, he actually was Makta the Behima Lavi Dezora. And says to Maritel Gazi that once the mom goes away, the Kedusha of the Bechor comes back again. Mamela, now we have a Behima which is actually a Mukta Lavi Dezora, but he's also got a Kedusha of a Bechor. Mamela is Poshid Miyushev, the Ichatimta of the Rambam, that we can have a Mukta, a Bechor, which is a Mukta, if we take on this Chidush, like we said, the Rambam holds as a, like Toitzvus, that a Mum Kavua which goes away also has got a locha of a Mum Kavua, and also this Chiddush from Maritel Gazi, that even by Bechor also, even though he doesn't need any Pidyon, but still, after the Mum goes away, he gets back the Kedusha of a Kedushas Bechor. Mamela says, Mechaz Chinuch, Amarid Gechap, that he can have a case of a Mehima, which is a Mukta Lavi Dezora, even though the Mehima is a Bechor, because there was actually a Zman when the Mehima was a Balmum, and then there was a Zman, the Mechaz Chinuch discusses the Shaila of a Balmum, could be called Dovah Shaloi, enough that he should be able to be Meichal Achalus Din of Avodah Zarah onto this Behemah. Now one final point on this Sugya of the Mumin Shebe'ayin, which is the last Sugya just before the next Mishnah, on the Gemara in Lamed Chesem at Beis, the Gemara brings down the Din of our Mishnah, in the Mum of the Shocher and the Lovon of the Eye. And the Gemara says that the Din of the Mishnah of Ein Mumin Belovon is Shitas Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi is the one who holds that if it's a Lovon Shenichnas Beshocher, then it's a Mum. But if the Shocher was Nichnas Belovon, it's not a Mum, because Ein Mumin Belovon. And the Gemara explains the reason of Reb Yosi, because Yotza Mechile V'Neimoi, it's called Tarba De'ena. This is like the Shuman of the Eye. And it's not the Eye itself. And Mamela does not have any Psul Mum in the Lovon, in the white of the Eye, does not have any Psul Mum, because this has a Halacha of Chilev, Einemoi, and this doesn't have a din of the eye in itself. Now we do find over here in the Gemara that Remeir argues on Ebiyosi's halacha, and Remeir says that lovon v'nichas b'shocher or shocher v'nichas b'lovon is also a mum. Here is a mum to Remeir's. Mamela says the Gemara that the Gemishner is shitas Ebiyosi and not shitas Remeir. Now l'chayre Rashi in the Ramaschim Masnisin, Rashi says Masnisin diktoni ein mum b'lovon Ebiyosihi will be mashman Rashi. That the reason why Remeir argues on the whole Yisoid of Ebiyosi. Ebiyosi has a pasuk of Yotza Mechile V'Neimoi, and Ebiyosi, Remeir disagrees, Remeir holds that the Lovon of the Eye is also a chilek of the goof of the Eye itself, and Remeir holds that Yesh Mumin Belovon, there is Mumin in the white chilek of the Eye, and this is the machlekes between Remeir and Ebiyosi, if Yesh Mumin Belovon or Ein Mumin Belovon, this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Belchir, according to the Gemara Maskana, the Gemara says, Remeir my timer, and the Gemara says, Malosh and Tavlul, Dova Mevalbul Esoinayim. The Loshon of Tavlul is the Loshon of Bilbul between the Shocher and the Lovon. Memela from the Gemara, Lechiria, one could say that the Gemara, Remeir also agrees to Reb Yosi's Yesoid, that Ein Mumin Belovon. The reason why Remeir holds that Shocher Shenichas Belovon is a Mum is because he holds this is also called a Mum in the Shocher. Because there's something wrong with the Shocher if he's mixed into the Lovon. This is one Yesoid of a Mum, of a Tavlul, which is a Loshon of a Dovah, Hamevalbul Esoinayim. Mamela, even though you're going to say that Ein Mumin Belovon, but Remeir disagrees because he holds this is a Loshon of Tavlul. Mamela, Lechein, Maskonas HaGemor, Ubi Mashma, that Remeir also agrees to the Yesoid of have a different Mum, then also Remeir holds Ein Mumin Belovon. The reason why Tavlul, Remeir holds as a din of Shochish Nichas Belovin is a Mum is because he holds this is a Mum in the Shocher, because this is a Mum in the Bilbul of the Eye. But the Maisa Toysis later on, in Memom at Beis says Mefurish, that Remeir disagrees with Reb Yosi Be'etzem, and Remeir holds every Mum applies also to the Lovon, because Remeir holds Yesh Mum in Belovon. Mamela Lechir, the Loshon of the Gemara by us is not Dafka Svorah in Bilbul or Inayim, it's also a din in every single Mum, not like Lechir the Pashtas of our Gemara, the Maskonah, and the Chazanish already points this out in Simachov Hei, Sivkotin Yud Zayin, that Lechir from the Pashtas of the Gemara, one should say that there's no Machlekes Be'etzem in the din of Yesh Mumin Belovon or Ein Mumin Belovon, and Emeir's din Zafka din Etavlul, Mashenkin Tosis later on is Mefurish, like Pashtas Rashi by us in the beginning of the Gemara. that the machlikas between a mayor and a biyosi is a yesodistic machlikas if yeish mumin belovon or ein mumin belovon. It's not dafke limited to this mum of tavlul alone, which is mentioned by us in the sugya.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.